Is the Genesis account of creation just a myth? Was the second attempt on President Trump's life prophesied? And did the Pope really say that all roads lead to heaven? I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your midweek rundown stories. Let's take a look at this. The Biblical Archaeology Society claims the Genesis creation account is a myth. Is Genesis a record of true history given by God, or was it written by man trying to answer the questions that plague our world? An article in the Biblical Archaeology Society makes the latter claim, that Genesis is just a compilation of myths finally written down by the biblical authors. Now, definitely check this article out. It is getting a good bit of attention, and let us know what you think in the comments here. Is Genesis just a myth? Or is it the truth? Now, was the second Trump assassination attempt prophesied? We've already dealt with one assassination attempt, and there was prophetic words that were connected to that. But what about the second one now? And here, Abby Trivett looks into some of these prophetic words that have been related to this. After the second assassination attempt on President Trump, that just occurred, here are the things you need to know about the incident and the prophecies which may have acted as a forewarning of what is to come. The alleged gunman is 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth. According to Fox News, Ruth is living in Hawaii and originally from North Carolina. Since the 1990s, he has faced multiple run-ins with police, including for drug possession. Back in 2002, he went on a three-hour standoff with the police after a traffic stop where he placed his hand on his gun before taking off and barricading himself in the office at his roofing company. Ruth had an AK-47, two backpacks, and a GoPro camera with him as Trump was playing on the fifth hole in the course of the Trump International Golf Course. So Trump has given a response saying that I am safe and well. Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. I will always love you for supporting me. Unity, peace, make America great again. He posted that on Truth Social. But we want to look at some of the prophetic things that came out of this. Is it possible that Kim Clement prophesied about the second attempt on Trump's life nearly two decades ago? Now, in this, you can read along, but there's Kim Clement talked about that there was going to be attempts at his life there. And you can read this and you can click the links to see the video for yourself. Also, prophetic voice Troy Black has heard more about the coming darkness for former President Trump. And so definitely take a look at what Troy Black has to say. After two assassination attempts in 2 months, it's clear that there is a spiritual battle coming against President Trump. Let us know what you think in the comments. Is this a spiritual battle, or is this just things that people don't like President Trump? And Pope Francis says that all religions are a path to God. Joining me to talk about this is Pastor Mike Shreef. Pastor Mike Shreef, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about this statement that the Pope has made recently. And it is really sending shockwaves into the world of faith, especially the Christian faith, because we believe one thing very specifically that Jesus laid out in John chapter 14, verse 6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And whenever you heard about what the Pope had said, you said, John, let's talk about this, because you have a real heart for Catholics. And can you kind of explain a little bit about where that comes from before we get into what the Pope actually said?
Well, of course, John, thank you so much for having me. I was raised Catholic. I was an altar boy and very fervent. I was there at the church three or four times a week at least for years. And I was on my way to the monastery at one point, and God supernaturally intervened and kept me from going that direction. I've been involved in evangelism now for 53 years. And one of my main passions is reaching out to Catholic people. I have a book called The Beliefs of the Catholic Church and a website called tocatholicswithlove.org. And I'm going to be posting an article on that website in the next few days about this very subject.
Yeah. Well, let's get into this, because the Pope is traveling the world and he was speaking at, in front of a group. It was an interfaith group. And so rather than us telling you what the Pope said, you can hear it yourself. And now there's translation. Take a listen to what the Pope said to this interfaith group.
Tutte le religioni sono un cammino per arrivare a Dio.
Because every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Sono, dirò una comparazione, sono come diverse lingue, diversi idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison, an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
Ma Dio è Dio per tutti.
But God is God for all.
E come Dio è Dio per tutti, noi siamo tutti figli di Dio.
And if God is God for all, then we're all sons and daughters of God.
Ma il mio Dio è più importante del tuo.
But my God is more important than your God.
È vero quello?
Is that true?
C'è un solo Dio lì. E noi sono idiomi, cammino, lingue per arrivare a Dio.
There's only one God, and each of us is a language, so to speak, in order to arrive at God.
Qualcuno schi, qualcuno musulmano, qualcuno indi, qualcuno cristiano, ma sono diversi cammini.
There are different paths.
Understood?
All right, Pastor Mike, so we heard it in his own words. He says that there are many paths to God. There's one God, but there's many paths to that. So he's, in my estimation, he said a lot of things that were right, but then twisted. Help us understand this.
Yes, it's very disturbing because, that's a statement you hear Hindus make very often, that there is only one God. But that is in the sense that Hindus take it that there's an underlying divine essence, an impersonal essence that manifested in the form of the universe, and all religions spring out of that essence, regardless of their difference of doctrines and so forth. But there is no way that you can equate the God of the Bible with the God of Islam, for instance, because in the Muslim faith, God is absolutely one. And what I mean by that is one of the worst sins in Islam is something called shirk, and that is attributing divinity to anyone or anything other than Allah. And of course, therefore, Christians are blasphemers and guilty of this horrible sin of shirk by saying that Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. And our God and their God are completely different in definition, because the God of the Bible is triune in nature, comprised of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one God. However, the God of the Muslims, they would also say there is only one God, but they deny the fact that Jesus has a claim to divinity. And the scripture very plainly says, if we deny the Son, we deny the Father also. If we do not receive the Son, we cannot receive the Father. And so Jesus meant what he said when he said, I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Only through Jesus can we find redemption. And only through him can we be born again, washed in the blood, forgiven of our sins. Only Jesus died on the cross, and only Jesus came out of the grave. Muhammad died at the age of I don't remember his age, but he died of food poisoning, and he's still in the grave. But Jesus died a much worse death than food poisoning and came out 3 days later and said, I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
Christianity stands by itself.
Amen. So, Pastor Mike, you know, with what the Pope has just said, is this actually Catholic doctrine now? Because I know with what the Pope says, that is he is the representation of the Word of God in modern day life. Am I understanding this correctly, or am I misunderstanding something?
Well, actually, in the Catechism, there are some concessions made. For instance, in the official Catechism, and this is the Catechism that is put online by the Vatican, in paragraph 8:41, it says the church's relationship with the Muslims. The plan of salvation also includes those who acknowledge the Creator in the first place, amongst whom are the Muslims. These profess to hold the faith of Abraham, and together with us, they adore the one merciful God, mankind's judge on the last day. Well, John, there's a huge difference between worshiping God and knowing God. Because when I was involved in false religions, prior to my salvation, I was a teacher of yoga at four universities and running the yoga ashram. I claimed to worship God. I claimed to love God, but I had no relationship with God. That's impossible until we yield to the Lordship of Jesus. And so a Muslim is not technically worshiping the same God. He's worshiping God as he conceives God to be, but not the one true God. Same in Hinduism. As I mentioned a few moments ago, in Hinduism, a certain group that dominates Hinduism, Advaita Vedanta Hinduism, believes God on an ultimate level is just an impersonal force that you meditate on, but you don't pray to. That's not the same God as the personal God of the Bible that came to earth in the form of Jesus. And so, no, I totally dismiss what the Pope said as untrue and irrelevant when it comes to salvation.
Yeah. So, Pastor Mike, this definitely seems like a very Antichrist statement. Is Pope Francis the Antichrist?
I don't know that I would go that far. If he's not the false prophet that will work alongside the Antichrist, I believe the Antichrist will be more political in nature, personally, but he would certainly be a precursor. And to their credit, many, many conservative Catholics are very disturbed about this Pope and certain things he's doing. So they would embrace a much more strict view of the scripture and of true Christianity, even though I differ dramatically with the Catholic Church on many, many doctrines.
Pastor Mike Shreve, thank you so much for taking some time out with us today to talk about the Pope's comments.
I really appreciate the opportunity, and I love what you guys do at Charisma. You're a great light in a world full of darkness.
I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. Go to CharismaNews.com every day to see the latest stories from a biblical perspective. And check out these other videos.